Article number 37, paragraph, now we can understand. Now we can understand why it is written that Mordechai knew. Meaning that Mordechai knew. Mordechai, as we know, is a quality of Bina, delighting in mercy. Who understands that it is impossible to progress in any way, but it has to be towards the Creator, because the creatures have to advance towards the Creator. But Mordechai still doesn't understand. Because he's delighting in mercy and he's detached from the will to receive, that even though progress is towards the Creator, it is with the help of the evil inclination, which is Haman, that you can't advance without the awakening of the help against him, Haman. And on top of it, he'll be able to advance. So he'll apply force to Haman, and thus advance. So he'll know that the purpose of creation is to cleave onto the Creator, on the one hand. How to cleave to the Creator? Over what? If he doesn't have an evil inclination, Mordechai, if it's not added to him, then he's delighting in mercy. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't want anything for himself. There's nothing to give to the Creator. There's nothing he can give to the Creator. Yes, what can the creature give to the Creator? Only if there are obstructions, when you overcome them, when you turn them into a mountain, then you can climb them. But without obstructions. So, on the one hand, he knows that the purpose of creation is adhesion. On the other hand, how do you realize it? He doesn't know. But it is written, but the city of Shushan was perplexed, meaning everybody knew. We should interpret that the city of Shushan was perplexed and did not know who was right, meaning Mordechai or Haman, because both are right. Haman says, creation is entirely for me, the will to receive that's presently under the intention to receive. But the will to receive is in my domain. That's what has to be filled. The Creator created it to fill it. There's nothing else here. He is the creature, the will to receive. And Mordechai says, no, the purpose of creation is dvikut. How can the creature remain so detached from the Creator? So he is right, yes, that the will to receive must be full, a man. And Mordechai is also right, because it has to be in order to bestow. So they're perplexed, because they don't know how to connect these things. They contradict each other. And, but Mordechai knew that if there would be Haman's dominion, that would be the annihilation of the people of Israel. Because Haman isn't the will to receive. Haman is the intention to receive. In other words, he would obliterate the whole of Israel from the world. Israel meaning the intention to bestow. So we're talking about intentions. The will to receive in itself, in of itself, is neutral. Right now it's under Haman's dominion. Meaning the people of Israel's way of Judaism, whose basis of the work is faith above reason, called covered mercy. To go with the Creator with eyes shut, and to always say about oneself, they have eyes and see not. They have eyes and see not is the principle of going with faith above reason. It's when the will to receive demands that everything will be to its favor. And with faith above reason, there it talks about going above the will to receive, whatever it asks, as long as you cleave to the Creator. And if to cleave to the Creator, you have to use that will to receive, but for the purpose of adhesion, then you use it. It's called with faith above reason. Meaning faith determines what I do with my reason. With my desires, with my emotions, with my intellect. All of that doesn't matter. It's all called reason. And I use all of that to approach dvikut, to achieve dvikut. This way is called faith above reason. It's Israel's way, straight to the Creator, when you aim the will to receive towards the Creator in this way. Since Haman's whole grip is on the left line, called knowing, which is the opposite of faith. This is the meaning of the lots that Haman cast, as it was on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, as it is written, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. The lot for the Lord means a discernment of right, which is chasadim, mercy, called eating, which is faith. The lot for Azazel is the left line, which is, in fact, considered good for nothing. And all the sitra acha stems from here. Hence, a blockage on the light extends from the left line, as only the left line freezes the lights. This is the meaning of cast pur, that is the lot. Meaning it interprets what it casts. It says pur, which concerns P-O, a mouth of light, pronounces P-O. All the lights were blocked through the lot for Azazel, and you find that he cast all the lights down. Haman thought that the righteous shall prepare it, and the wicked shall wear it. In other words, Haman thought concerning all the efforts and exertions that Mordechai had made along with all who accompanied him, the reward that they deserve, Haman thought that he would take that reward. It's what we think, that we can use the evil inclination directly. We have a desire to receive, which is a desire. It's like a beast using its desire to fill it without any limitations, as much as possible, using it. Besides, in a person there is the sensation of the other, to some extent, more than in a beast. In that sensation of others, when we feel others, we see that others have something I don't have, so I'm envious, I feel hatred, I have all kinds of drives for competition. I enjoy not only that I have, but that he doesn't have. So I feel higher. The ego, the evil inclination, is not just wanting. It's when I want to use others. So the other will have less than me. That's called the evil inclination. It's called the hatred of others. Where the more I am above, the more I take from him, the more he is less than, he's inferior to me, the more he works for me. That is what I enjoy. Not the work itself, but that he, the other, is working for me. The attitude towards others that should be love and giving, after the shattering, it was turned into its opposite and remained in us by way of exploiting others. And that's the evil inclination, using others to harm others. That's called the evil inclination. And this is why Haman thought that indeed there once was a good inclination, and everyone lived in love and harmony with one another, and everyone were okay. Afterwards, it got corrupted. People started hating each other, started using each other through history. And now, he sees and thinks, Haman, that yeah, that's how the world is. And everyone does whatever he wants. Where he can, he gains. Where he can, he steals. Where he can, he suppresses others and thus succeeds. And we appreciate such people. So it's as if everything was created in this way, that a righteous prepares, there was the good inclination once to give to others, and now the wicked use it after the breaking of the vessels. You use it for exploiting others instead of to give to others. It's all according to what we see in the world. Haman is right. He says, previously that was the case, according to Mordechai's way. And indeed, that's how it was. People lived in big families and clans. The people was very small. They were like a clan. Everyone lived and everyone did everything together. Everything was together, yes? There was no division into you and me and so on. Afterwards, the evil inclination grew, so it was all to benefit the will to receive. The evil inclination. They couldn't even see that it was possible any other way. If you come to people today and tell them you have to do everything with love and giving, they'll laugh at you. They'll tell you it's impossible. Well, yes, perhaps once it could be done, but today it's impossible. So Haman's approach is the contemporary approach, which you cannot disagree with, because life and reality supports it. And Mordechai just sits there. The poor guy is a philosopher. He says, you need to love others. You need to give to others. Well, fine. Okay, so give. Who would agree with you? Yes. It means that Haman thought that he would take the lights that appear through the corrections of Mordechai into his own dominion. All that was because he saw that the king gave him the power to extend the light of wisdom below. Why was the pleasure created if not for man? Why is the will to receive in a person if not to receive the pleasure? Hence, when he came to the king saying to destroy the Jews, meaning revoke Israel's dominion, which is faith and mercy, and make knowledge disclosed in the world. And subconsciously, that exists in all the enemies of Israel today as well. They don't know why, but they say that there's something about the Jews that is interfering, that's obstructing, it's annoying. And you can bring everything to the world, inventions of all sorts, get Nobel Prizes, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's something about the Jews that bothers them. They don't know what it is, but in the end, this is what's in the way. Mordechai's way that's in there. The king had replied to him, the silver is given unto thee, the people also to do with them as it seemeth good to thee, meaning as Haman sees fit, according to his dominion, which is left and knowing. The whole difference between the first and the second letters is in the word Jews. In the copy of the writing, the copy refers to the content that came out from before the king. Afterwards, the copy of the writing is interpreted, explaining the intention of the copy. So it was said to be given out for a decree in every province was to be published unto all peoples that they should be ready against that day. It does not say who are destined, but Haman interpreted the copy of the writing as it is written, and there was written according to all that Haman commanded. The word Jews is written in the second letters, as it is written, the copy of the writing to be given out for a decree in every province was to be published unto all the peoples, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves of their enemies. Meaning to the last minute the will to receive, the world is developing through the will to receive and doesn't understand that there is a way out, that you can come out and be saved from this evil. But you need to go and use this evil. They need to go and use this evil even more. Today, it's already obvious that if we move forward, we'll do terrible things. There'll be a crisis in the world economy. There'll finally be a crisis in ecology. You know, we'll turn Earth around. We'll end up in the Third World War. Let's stop. Let's limit ourselves. Impossible. Meaning, the plan is to use, to continue using the human egoism as much as possible without any stops, without any inhibitions. All the decisions to use less, to diminish, it's all worthless. We're continuing with the same method. The evil inclination, the ego, must be filled, must be soothed. And this is what Haman is writing in this letter. Hence, when Haman came before the king told him that the silver that had been pre-prepared is given to you, meaning you need not do anything more, since the people also given to thee, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. In other words, the people already wants to do as seemeth good to thee, meaning the people wants to receive your dominion. Yet the king did not tell him to revoke the dominion of Mordechai and the Jews. Instead, it had been preordained that now, at this time, there will be the disclosure of Chochmah, which is as finding grace in your eyes. Meaning, on the part of the Creator, you have to promote Haman to the last minute when it is blocked, that state. When he simply wants to discover the light, expose it, and comes to a state where he sees that Mordechai is in his way, and he must kill Mordechai, and it turns out that here, when the light of wisdom should appear, we have the turning point, where we see that this cannot be with respect in the vessels of reception, and then we start getting back at Haman. The copy of the writing to be given out for a decree in every province was to be published unto all the peoples. It means that the decree was that it will be published that the matter of the disclosure of Chochmah is for all the nations. However, it did not say that the discernment of Mordechai and the Jews would be revoked, which is faith. Instead, the intention was that there would be a disclosure of Chochmah, but they would still choose Chassadim. Meaning Haman pulls the light of wisdom, just like the world pulls the fulfillment into the world to receive as much as possible, without understanding that thus they're bringing themselves to annihilation, to extinction, to the end. Baal HaSulam says that you put the poison at the tip of the sword, and you don't have a choice. A person opens his mouth and takes this last drop and dies. That's how the will to receive works. Haman said that since now is the time of disclosure of Chochmah, the disclosure of Chochmah is certainly now giving so as to use the Chochmah. As who is it who does something that is not for use? If it is not used, it follows that the operation is in vain. Hence, it must be that the will of God and the Creator had made it must be the will of God, and the Creator had made that disclosure so as to use the Chochmah. Mordechai's argument was that the matter of the disclosure is only to show that that what they take for themselves to walk in the right line, which is concealed Chassadim, is not because there is no choice, and this is why they take this path. This seems like something simple happens, and it happens to some extent in every degree. A person is given some disclosure, some kind of a state, and then he either enjoys it, it's called Mordechai's way, Haman's way, or he receives it in order to advance, in order to go above it, which is Mordechai's way. So everything in life, and especially things that are pleasurable to us in our feeling, or you know, how we take them, is the question. Either we take it to gain by ourselves, then it's as if the Creator is absent, I enjoy for now, or I receive it in my body, in my mind, I feel fulfillment, pleasure, and I receive it, and I know that it's so I'll advance. So I will make that fulfillment not separate me from the Creator. So it depends on how we use it. You use the revelation of the pleasures, the fulfillments, the light of wisdom. Well, for us it's not light of wisdom, it's just how it's either a sensation or what we feel or what we know, but how we use it, detached from the Creator or in order to connect and further advance towards Him. This seems like coercion, meaning that they have no other choice since presently there is no revealed Chokhmah. Instead, now that there is revealed Chokhmah, there is room for choosing of their own free will. In other words, they choose a path of Chasadim more than the left, which is the disclosure of Chokhmah. So they're not revoking the Chokhmah. On top of it, with faith above reason, they want to advance. This means that the disclosure was only so they could reveal the importance of chasadim, that you need to give more, that it was more important to them than chokhmah. It is, as our sages said, thus far coercively, henceforth willingly. And this is the meaning of the Jews ordained and took upon them. It follows that the disclosure of Chokhmah came now only so they would be able to receive the method of the Jew willingly. And that was a dispute between Mordechai and Haman. Mordechai's argument was that what we see now, that the Creator reveals the dominion of Chokhmah, is only so they would receive the Chokhmah, but in order to better the Chasadim. It means that now they will have a place to show that their reception of chasadim is voluntary, meaning they have room to receive chokhmah, since now is the time for the dominion of the left, which shines chokhmah. And still they choose chasadim. It follows that they now show, by receiving the chasadim, that the right rules the left. Thus, the Jews' decree is the important one, and Haman claimed the opposite, that the Creator's current disclosure of the left line, which is Chokhmah, is in order to use Chokhmah. Otherwise, it would mean that the Creator had done something needlessly, meaning that He had done something and there is no one to enjoy it. Hence, we should not regard what Mordechai says, but everyone should listen to his voice and use the disclosure of Chokhmah that now appeared. It follows that the second letters did not revoke the first. Rather, they presented an explanation and interpretation to the first copy of the writing. That the matter of the publication to all the peoples, the matter of the disclosure of the Chokhmah that now shines, is for the Jews. In other words, it is so that the Jews would be able to choose Chasadim of their own free will, and not because there is no other choice. Not because there's no other path to choose. This is why it is written at the second letters, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. I've said there's no other choice except, no one has any free choice but the Jews, yes? The city of Shushan can't choose because it's just the will to receive. Haman can't choose because it's in the will to receive. Mordechai can't choose because it's entirely in order to bestow. The ones who can't choose are the ones who are with a point in the heart under the dominion of the heart. These are the Jews in Shushan, in the capital of Shushan. Jews that are under the control of Haman. It's about them. Purim isn't for Mordechai. It's not for Haman. It's not for the 127 countries. It's only for the Jews, which is a discernment that can choose, that's under the domination of Haman and can come out of it, because Mordechai is not controlled by Haman, even when he is there. It's as if he's separated. There's a struggle between them and they're seemingly equal. The 127 countries, the peoples, can't choose anything. The Jews, who are under the domination of Haman, have these two powers. They have a point in the heart, and there's the heart that controls them, and then the state with respect to them can be overturned, so they can choose to go with Mordechai above the will to receive. It means that the dominion that Chochmah now has is in order to show that they prefer Chassadim to Chochmah. And this is called to avenge themselves on their enemies. This is because their enemies want Chochmah specifically, whereas the Jews reject the Chochmah. Now we can understand what we've asked about the question of the king. Who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And why did he ask? After all, the king himself had told Haman, "The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee." It means, it is as they have said, that the meaning is that the matter of disclosing Chochmah is with the intention of the people to do as seemeth good to thee, meaning that they would have room for choice. And this is called the people also to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. However, if there is no disclosure of Chochmah, there's no room for choice. But the chassadim that they take, it seems that it is because they have no choice. It means that all this came about because the king gave the order that now would be the time of disclosing Chochmah. The intention was that the left would serve the right. By that, it would become apparent that the right is more important than the left, and this is why they choose Chassadim. Meaning the Creator can't appear unless the evil condition appears in its fullest force, that it's the opposite of him. So you have something on top of which to disclose the nothingness of the intention to receive, and the eternity and perfection of the intention to bestow. This is the meaning of Megillat Esther, the scroll of Esther. There seems to be a contradiction in terms here, since Megillah, scroll, means that it is galui, revealed to all, while Esther means that there is hastara, concealment. However, we should interpret that the whole disclosure is in order to give room to choose concealment, meaning a place to choose concealment. This is called revealing by concealment, where precisely through feeling the concealment, you search and find and reveal. Yes. Now we can understand what our sages said. On Purim, one must intoxicate until one cannot tell between the cursed Haman and the blessed Mordechai. It talks about the exact same situation that happened then, and that is always before us, and we have to choose, and not necessarily in Purim. To a certain extent, it always exists opposite us, because each degree contains all the discernments. So it also contains that point of pulling, where I have to go above reason, on top of everything that's appearing. This is why he's got this revelation through concealment, disclosure through concealment. The matter of Mordechai and Esther was prior to the second temple. And the building of the temple signifies the extension of Chochmah, and Malchut is called a temple. This is the meaning of Mordechai sending Esther to go to the king and ask for her people. And she replied, "All the king's servants, who is not called, there is one law for him, that he be put to death. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days." It means that it is forbidden to extend the discernment of Gar de Chochmah below. And one who does extend Gar, which is the three Sfirot, each comprising 10, which are 30, is sentenced to death, because the left line causes separation from the life of lives. Except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. Gold means Chochmah and Gar. It means that only by the awakening of the upper one can one remain alive, meaning in Dvikut, adhesion, called life, but not by the awakening of the lower one. Meaning Haman and Mordechai, who act from below, is still not enough. These are preparations within, but here you have to draw the king from above, so he will make the decision and he will give you the strength to do in order to restore after you choose. The lot comes from below, yes? You disclose the state of not knowing. And then, when you turn to the king, that's when the decision is made. And you see that the gold scepter belongs to Mordechai. Yes. Although Esther is Malchut, who needs Chokhmah, it is only by the awakening of the upper one. However, if she extends Chokhmah, she loses herself entirely. In that regard, Mordechai had told her, if, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, meaning by completely revoking the left line, and the Jews will have only the right line, which is Chasadim. Then thou and thy father's house will perish. In the form of father founded the daughter, then she must have Chokhmah within her. Meaning, this can't be. Esther, it's as if she's standing against Mordechai. She's saying, yeah, but I'm the queen. I have to have the disclosure of Chokhmah here. And Haman is holding the contact, the connection for Chokhmah. So how can we revoke him? That's why she's in concealment. She doesn't know that by receiving in order to bestow, Malchut is filled. His Malchut's demand to be filled, which is a natural demand, is concealed. And Mordechai explains to her that here there has to be an act of bestowal. And then, if we only go by the right line, then the will to receive will not be filled with light of wisdom. That's what Esther says to Mordechai. How can we do that? As if what you're saying doesn't make sense to use the intention to bestow only. Whereas, how do we elicit the vessels of reception from under Haman? Is that possible? And here the king decides with a golden scepter. But it must be more eating than drinking. However, if the Jews have no counsel, they will have to revoke the left line, and thus her whole self would be annulled, Esther's, because she won't be able to be filled with light of wisdom. It is about that she said, if I perish, I perish. In other words, if I go, I am lost, because I might come to severance. As when the lower one awakens, it induces separation from the life of lives. And if I do not go, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, meaning in another way. They would revoke the left line entirely, as Mordechai had told her. This is why she took the path of Mordechai, by inviting Haman to the feast, which means that she extended the left line as Mordechai had told her. Afterwards, she incorporated the left line in the right, the left in the right, and thus there could be disclosure of lights below, and also to remain in a form of Dvikut. We're talking about actions that occur in Malchut, right? Look at how Malchut does it. Bina can't do it, meaning the intention to bestow. The intention to receive can't do it. But the will to receive, called Esther, it has to be filled with light of wisdom, with an inclination to the right line, she achieves the solution. Yes. This is the meaning of Megillat Esther, why this thing was written in her honor, so to speak, is the disclosure was made for her. Meaning, although there is disclosure of the light of Chokhmah, she still takes the form of concealment that is there. In the matter of him not knowing, it is explained in the study of the Tosfot that although it illuminated lights of Chokhmah, it is impossible to receive without the light of Chasadim, as this induces separation. However, a miracle was made whereby fasting and crying, they extended the light of Chasadim, and then they could receive the light of Chokhmah. However, there is no such thing before the end of correction. But since this discernment is from the discernment of the end of correction, at which time it will already be corrected, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, some is destined to become a holy angel. It follows that then there will be no difference between Haman and Mordechai, that Haman too will be corrected. And this is the meaning of, on Purim, one must intoxicate until one cannot tell between the cursed Haman from the blessed Mordechai. It should also be added, with regard to the words that they were hanged, that it is an indication to the hanging on the tree, meaning that they understood that it is the same sin as the sin of Etz Hadat, the tree of knowledge, as there too the blemish was in the gall. Regarding Set in the king's gate, it can be added that this implies that he was sitting and not standing, since sitting is called Vak and standing is called Gal. Okay, so we need to understand that Mordechai is Chafetz Chesed, delighting in mercy. He's got no other intention but to remain delighting in mercy. I have no shirt and I don't even need it. I have nothing. So the question is, where will you take further intentions to bestow? It's hard to understand that they can only be taken from within that man, within that intention to receive, which is turned into an order to bestow. Because that intention to receive has been prepared in such a way, because Haman, from the breaking of the vessels, yes, that when it's corrected, you receive the right intention to bestow. It wasn't the kelim that broke, but the intentions. So, from those broken intentions, which are Haman, when they're hanged, meaning when you stop using them, when you restrict them, after that, you begin to turn them in order to bestow. And that gives an addition to Mordechai, because Mordechai himself says, I don't want anything. You don't want anything, but how will you receive? Besides the feeling of not wanting anything, that you're delighting in mercy, that you don't want anything, beyond that, you need to have the intention to receive in order to bestow. Where are these intentions? Where will you take this power of Bina to be above the will to receive? That's what he receives from Haman. Meaning, until Haman appears to the fullest, you cannot build the addition to Mordechai. That's why he sits and doesn't know what to do. And then Haman helps him because she must be filled. So, Estelle's kelim are the same kelim of Haman's, and the intentions that appear when there's revelation are the same intentions of Haman, except they are inverted and join Mordechai. There are many things here we didn't talk about and are a little hard to express. What's the lot? How do you... Where are those additional ones that are mentioned in the Megillah and the scroll? There are other things we need to get into this theater, really, into this play, and see how this process is happening inside of us. But to some extent. Well, I'm just afraid, you know, I see people on the screens. I don't want it to be too confusing. Okay, bottom line is, you achieve, they end up in Chafetz Chesed, delighting in mercy, and they are perplexed, they don't know how to advance, and then only by awakening of the will to receive, called the revival of the dead, they begin to understand that from here on we can take the intent, from here we can take the intentions to receive and turn them to in order to bestow, because otherwise it's impossible. And then they justify the breaking of the vessels. Then a person is called righteous. Yes. Daniel from the United States is asking, what is the accurate definition of faith? Faith is called the force of bestowal. I'm not adding anything. Bring up the volume. Can't you feel I'm... Force of bestowal. The simple faith, partial faith, whole faith. There's faith that's only on the will to receive, faith that is on the will to receive, that is receiving fulfillment, meaning wisdom, chokhmah. There is partial faith, which is only chasadim. There is whole faith, which is chasadim, mercy, illuminated by chokhmah. A friend from Philadelphia is asking, what does the disclosure of the light of wisdom mean? The disclosure of the light of wisdom is the disclosure of the Creator towards the creature. That's it. The Creator, who appears towards the creature, that's called the disclosure or revelation of Chokhmah. Yes. Experience in spiritual work, does it allow us to see the opportunity in obstructions? Can't hear. Gaining experience in spiritual work, does that allow us to see the opportunity in the obstructions that come to us more quickly? To spot an obstruction, we have to be equipped with a force opposite this obstruction. The obstruction comes as a desire to use others. That's all there is. And if a person is in advance connected to the group and takes strength from them, forces of bestowal, of love, of appreciation, not for exploiting others, but for the opposite, for serving others, this is called having the strength to scrutinize the obstruction that came to him. To clarify it, if he doesn't have that preparation, then a desire to receive comes to him, to exploit society, to exploit others, to be higher than them, to gain in all kinds of little things by being in society, and can't see that it's an obstruction. And he is integrated in society and he's using them. Now, poke in, within you and see how in the little things, every moment, how you still enjoy being in the society. Instead of every moment, be happy that you can, to some extent, contribute to do something good for them. This is called incorrect preparation. And then, of course, you do incorrect things. Only with this, in this discernment towards others, yes, love thy friend as thyself is a great rule of the Torah. Here is where the breaking is, and here is where the correction is, and nowhere else. This is why if I am with friends, if I'm processing these discernments and where I should be attached and connected and so on. If I'm in it, through it, I look at everything that happens in me and around me. And then I have the strength to clarify and clarify correctly, meaning to deny reception and appreciate bestowal. And if I'm not equipped with these powers and with these discernments from society, then as a result, I'll certainly end up with lack of scrutiny. And the scrutiny will necessarily occur in my vessel of reception. Yes. So that force of to clarify, strength to clarify from the, that we get from the group gives us the glasses by which to look at the obstructions correctly. I've said exactly. There's nowhere else from which to take it. That's where the breaking occurred. So if I look at everything that's happening from there, then it is certain that I will tend to the shattering. Yes. Christian from London is asking, what does it mean to serve others? Serving others means causing others all kinds of correct discernments with respect to their approaching the Creator. There's nothing good that you can do to others, but all kinds of actions influencing the other in a kind of way that will make him feel that he's remote from the Creator and that he can come closer to the Creator. That's called doing good. Yes, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. I say my words, my deeds are to a king. Because we see that however we fill and fulfill others, we won't do good to them. Only to the contrary. They'll just fall further down into further egoism. So don't worry about someone else having a better life, except for what is necessary. So except for necessity, don't give others a better life, but give them a preparation for the recognition of evil and for the correction towards the good. Only in that can there be fulfillment. There's plenty of light of wisdom. The correction of chasadim is missing. Those who make the correction of chasadim, those who promote it, do good to others. According to the definition you gave to serving others just now, it's something the light does. How can a person do that? I said to promote it. I didn't say do good to others. I said I do it myself. To make him acknowledge the evil and the way towards the good. Just make it happen. You know, disseminate. All kinds of things we need to try to do. Of course, I don't feel the other with the light of Chokhmah, light of Chasadim. I bring in the Masach, the force of Torah, and I build in it. I have created the light of the evil inclination. I've created the spice of Torah. Yes, you know, there are those who give, you know, the Torah to others. Not me. We can only help promote it. Help others. Point in the heart appear more quickly, so they begin to feel what they're living for. Meaning, really make them ask tough questions, but through them they'll achieve the solution, the correction. Yes. We see that Haman is doing things in a very straightforward way. Yes. He's the right one. Yes, he is. He is right, yes, because he's acting directly. You know, that's the light, that's the Creator who dedicated the light for creation, who created the will to receive the will to receive would enjoy, and the will to receive is under my dominion. It wants to enjoy. We take the will to receive. We're telling the Creator, we're saying, thank you very much, Creator. We appreciate him. We do everything to realize the purpose of creation. Let's just receive. He created it to do good. Great. He enjoys us enjoying. Let's take it and enjoy. He is aware of the Creator. His forces. You have Bia, the pure Bia, and opposite that, the impure Bia. All those wicked in the Torah are very high degrees in all the worlds of Bia. To be a wicked in the Torah is a very high thing. When Pharaoh says, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" he knows who the Creator is. But there's a struggle here. Yes? What are you telling me that the Creator wants to be in order to? So I'm telling you that the Creator agrees to my dominion, and it has to be in order to receive. Yes? So Haman's mistake was that he moved one step too far. He's suffering. Well, you know, I feel empathy towards him. I understand you. Yes, because who controls you if not him? No, but I'm asking, can it be that you can come out of a man with some trickery or something? No, the Creator has to appear. Without the appearance of the Creator, it's impossible to come out of it. On the contrary, everyone thinks that he's right. Yes? So what's the revelation of the Creator here? What is it, a miracle that should happen? Yes, that's the miracle of Purim, exactly. That's exactly the miracle. We don't understand what it means to be under the domination of something, how it controls us, how we can't discern and can't think differently. What controls me now? I don't know. I don't feel something is controlling me. I have this thought. I think this. Yeah, I'm certain. Every day, I have people interview me or that I interview, they come and talk to me. I see how certain they are. They think this, they think that. I can tell them, it's not you. It's a demon inside of you that's talking. And if you could see yourself from the side, you could see how it comes out of your mouth and talking. And you're nothing. You're just a piece of meat. Without you, there would be someone else talking. We don't feel how this dominion is controlling us. And this is called dominion. And now let's switch to the next part of the lesson. Talmud Yisrael Sefirot.